is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. Listen, guys, I'm super excited for what God is doing in our life. Why? Because the Bible tells us that all things work together for the good. So I'm excited. That actually means that it's all good. No matter what the situation looks like, don't quit. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Not yet. You can't. You can't. You cannot quit. And why am I saying you can't quit? Because you will reap. You will get the reward if you don't stop. So let's do like, what's his name? P. Diddy. Can't stop. Won't stop. Like, let's keep going. Let's continue on. Let's press toward the mark. Remember that the race is not given to the swift. Just because somebody's running fast and they're getting ahead and it looks like one way, don't worry about that. But the race is given to the one that endures, the one that can go through no matter what the process is, no matter what happens, that you will hang in there, that you will stick in there. So I want to pray. Are you guys ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, we welcome you in on this broadcast, on this message, on this podcast. We lift up your name and we ask you, God, to have your way. We ask you that your pure truth would shine on this message. We ask, Lord, that even right now that hearts will be cleared, that hearts will be filled with your love, that your joy will overtake this message, that revelation will take place on this message, that somebody will hear a truth, God, and they will learn what you're saying. So we are covering this message with your love. We're sending out your love on this pure truth message today, Lord. And I thank you that you're going to have your way in our life. So we pray many blessings on all the listeners, Father, who are listening for what you have to say on this pure truth message today. So we lift up the name of Jesus, and we thank you that there's power in that name. There's healing in that name. We thank you for what Jesus represents, forgiveness and reconciliation. So today we pray a prayer like never before, full of deliverance, full of joy, full of love, full of peace, full of restoration. So I pray restoration over you right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, amen, everybody. I'm excited for what God is about to do. Are you excited? There's so many different topics, so many different things going on. But I wanted to talk to you today about somebody who kind of represents the same type of ministry that I do. Many of you know I'm Lady Ty the Great. I used to work in the hip-hop industry for a lot of years, over 15 years of my life. I had a supernatural encounter with God. I often wonder where that had me to stand right now, because my past was hip-hop. My presence is in his presence, right? Holiness. So that kind of made me holyhood. I wonder where God stood with hip-hop, and it is to my understanding that Jesus loves hip hop, right? It's to my understanding that God loves us, that one touch from him can change us. So therefore, my mission is to share with others the love that was expressed to me even when I was in sin. It was the love of Christ that changed me. It was the love of Christ that blessed me. And it's not just because I'm saying it. It's not just because somebody told me some scriptures. No, no, no. It has nothing to do with that. The love was demonstrated through a supernatural demonstration. And so now that's what I want to share with you. I want to share a demonstration of his love. This is why I take the time and come on and give you these messages and share with you what I know. And so part of that love, what took place this week, many of you may have heard about a rapper named Nipsey Hussle. And many of you that don't know, that are listening from different nations, there was somebody that was like a community, an activist, somebody that gave back, that used to be involved in a lot of different things, and their life had turned around for the positive, and they opened up a store in their community. And please do just, you know, research and check him out yourself. But I'm just sharing you a piece of it. It was somebody that went from negative to positive and was giving back majorly in a community. And he was gunned down in front of his very own store. Why am I sharing that with you today? I'm sharing it with you today, the demonstration of love, the demonstration of giving back in the community, the demonstration of just really living and dying for a cause. He was giving back to somebody. That's why he was at the store that day. He was demonstrating his call and his purpose. What would you live and what would you die for? You know, just take a minute to think about that, Pure Truth. What would you live and what would you die for? So when I think about that, I begin to think about Jesus. I begin to think about what Jesus lived and what he died for. And when I think about what Jesus lived and what he died for, I think about what many of us live and die for. Like many people live, some people live for the fortune. Come on, Alicia Keys sang it in her song. My God, holy hood all day. Alicia Keys sang it. So some people live for the fortune, some people live for the fame, right? And what I'm saying to you is when you think about fortune and fame, when you think about money, when you think about all of those things, there will be a part in your, you know, there'll be a part in your life where you realize some things that you did that that actually maybe they weren't as important as you thought, right? And so I want to read to you a scripture that might help you in Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 27. Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 27. I'm reading it from the New American Standard Bible. That's just a different version of the Bible. And it's about the rich young ruler. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these from up to my youth." Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go and sell all your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But at these words, he was saddened, and he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. Amen. I just read up to verse 22. What am I saying to you? In this verse, it's suggesting, Jesus is saying to this young rich ruler, he's like, "Man, I did all of these things, Jesus. What's next? You know, to be down with you or whatever. What's next?" And Jesus said, "This is what you lack," right? Jesus is concerned about the poor right here. Jesus is telling him, "Sell all your possessions and give to the poor." Now, this is not the first time that we kind of hear about Jesus and the example of someone rich selling all their possessions and giving to people who don't have. This is Jesus's motto. If you have 10 pair of shoes, Jesus would love for you to give away 9 of them to people that don't have. Right? So what am I saying to you? In the book of Acts, I'm going to pull it up while we're on the phone now. It's in Acts chapter 2. So, yeah, it's amazing because the church in Acts, the same church that dropped all the power, all of the different stuff, everything that happened, where the power of God, where the Holy Spirit came with the Pentecost and all of that stuff, this is what happened in verse number 43. "Everyone was filled and in awe with many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need." So this is Acts chapter 2, verse number 43 through 45. "They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need." So what am I suggesting? I'm suggesting that God is concerned. A fruit of God is you giving. Demonstration, part of you knowing the man named Jesus, part of you saying his name, part of you being a follower of his, is you sharing what you have. It's not you just living this lavish, wonderful life with all of this fancy stuff. I'm not knocking it. It's wonderful. You know what I mean? But when God says you can't serve two, what does that mean? You know, don't get so caught up and so far focused on money and you getting this and you doing that and, you know, you trying to gain for you. Is there anybody around you that has a need? So I understand that this message that I'm saying to you might not be popular, but I'm reading to you out of the Bible. So there was a post that I put on Facebook and I just said, hey, rich folks, that you're so, you know, you're so happy in Christ. How about you serve the least of these, the poor, on today? That's what Jesus did. What Jesus are you actually serving? You know, and so listen to this in Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 through 40. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Have you done any of these things for anybody lately? That's what I'm asking you. I want you to take the time and go through that list of questions I just said. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 through 40. And now I'm saying to you this next verse. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invited you in, or needed clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison to go and visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. Check, check. Time for us to check ourselves. Have you passed somebody that by on the road? Have you looked over somebody? Who have you served? What person, what least of these persons have you blessed? Do you have more that you can share with somebody else? So today I want to stretch your faith. Today I want to talk to you. Today I want you to consider what you can do. Do you have extra clothes in your closet that you could pass out to other people? I want to let you know that this is what Jesus is talking about. This is the type of thing that he wants us to do. Serve the least. Come on. And so there will be another part. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, and do mighty works in your name? Listen, these people are doing works. They're doing conferences. They're doing seminars. They're doing events. They're doing webinars. They got big names. It's fancy. It's popping. You're seeing miracles being done. But Jesus told you, you're going to know people by their fruits, not just by their works. Come on, anybody could do these type of works. So these works is going on. But he's saying, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. You really have to listen to that, and I pray that God gives you a revelation even as you hear it. Because he's saying, people that are using his name and you're seeing something happen, you're seeing something move, you've seen a miracle in Jesus' name out of the mouth of this person. Now you following them like they're God themselves. Oh wow, they done did a miracle. They prayed and this person got healed. They are powerful. No, power is in the name of Jesus. Jesus said you will know people by what? Their fruits. This is why you have to connect and tune in with God so you can understand the God that's on the inside of you. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. God knows what's in somebody's heart. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Matthew chapter 17, verse 15 through 20. You can identify them by their fruits. That is by the way they act. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, you can also identify people by their actions. Okay, so it's not just what other people are saying about people. It's going to be what you experience. It's going to be things like that, right? Look at what Jesus told the disciples. These are the people that are following him, closest to him, right? Luke chapter 9, verse 3. He told them, take nothing for the journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. This is what Jesus is telling the disciples. I mean, meanwhile, you packing your Gucci bag. Hello, everybody. You know what I'm saying? You getting all the way lit. You can do all of those things. Yeah, God may have given you increase. You saying God bless you and this and that. You selling whatever you got. You know, you're marketing. You're promoting. You're doing all that. Congratulations to you. But God has blessed you to be a blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. Come on, there's a difference between, there's a song. Come on, we're going to take a hip hop. It ain't tricking if you got it. It's not no big deal if you got $100,000 and then you give somebody $50. Come on, you ever heard of the widow's wit or the widow's mite, whatever? And I'm Holy Hood, work with me. What am I saying? She gave everything she had. Have you gotten to the point where you've given everything you've had? Not just given everything that you've had to God, but that you look through your things and you said, you know what? Let me bless this one. Let me bless that one. Or are you counting your money to the point? Are you counting? Are you storing up? Are you, let me save this. Let me use wisdom. You using manly wisdom. You using godly wisdom. Oh, you got that down pat, right? They're using the manly wisdom. You got it all the way like, oh, okay, I got to make sure I got this for me and I got to be sure of this. And so I can't bless my brother and sister. I can't do this. Meanwhile, there's people in your circle that's hungry. Meanwhile, there's people in, you know, that have their bills cut off. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just going through the scripture, just letting you know how God wants to use you. He wants to be the hand. He wants you to be his hands and feet. So, what am I saying? This message is personally like for each of us. So look at your life. Pray every day and ask God, who do you want me to bless today? What is it that I may have too much of? And who do you want me to give something to today, God? So ask God to show you and lead you and guide you. Let's not skip over that, because God says serve the least. So that's what I'm on here. This pure truth message today is not going to be one that everybody loves and likes, but it's about you being selfless. It's about you sacrificing even so somebody else can have. And so what do I want to share with you? This last one, Matthew 18 and 12. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills to go look for that one that wandered off? What am I saying to you? You can have 99 people following you. You can have all of that going on. But if there is one, come on, Harriet Tubman didn't have not one slave that got away. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that was rolling with her still rolled with her. She didn't let one escape. And this is the type of thing that Jesus is saying. He didn't let not one escape. And so I want you not to let one escape. I'm going to go get some. So that's what that's what I want you to know. So think about Harriet Tubman and think about Jesus. While you saying, oh, we can't take everybody with us. Oh, we can't do this. Oh, only this one that's coming to the anointing. Oh, blah, blah, blah. We got more excuses that I don't know who is teaching you. Did you not hear what Jesus said? Jesus said, man, if it's one lost, go get that lost one. You don't even know. And that's the main one. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying nobody's more important than the other. But what I'm trying to say is you don't leave people like that. So don't make no excuse. Don't let these preachers and people teach you that, oh, okay, they'll catch up later. That's not the love of God. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody is saying. I'm showing you in the word what Jesus is saying. Go back. Go. Go back and get the one. Go back and get the one. So can you take a time right now and can you pray right now? While we're on here together, can you ask God, God, show me the one. Show me the one I might have neglected, the one I might have forgot, the one that I might have looked over. Show me the one I need to apologize to. So today I just pray that you've heard something, that you were connecting with God, that you were connecting with God and that you will want to see the areas that you can improve. Like the man in the mirror. So I'm praying blessings, peace, and joy over you right now. And I pray that something in this message bless you. But I pray that you know that God wants us to be better. and that you will follow Christ. Begin to follow people as they follow Christ. Okay, don't just get caught up in what people are saying and other people's teaching. I need you to go ahead and for yourself open up your Bible and look at what Jesus said, connecting with the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? And so this is my job, to spread pure truth, spread the love of God. And I'm grateful for what God is about to do in your life. I speak joy, blessings, and peace over you right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for just this opportunity to share with you. So shout out to all 3 million listeners. It's your girl, Lady Tata Great, here with another amazing pure truth session. We're lifting up the family of Nipsey Hussle. We're lifting up Lauren London. We're praying for peace in the neighborhoods. We're praying that God gets the glory. And we are praying for you, whatever area you need strength. So I pray today, I close out with just saying that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So Father, in the name of Jesus, meet your people at their point of need, God. You know exactly what they stand in need of. So thank you, Lord, for leading, God, and protecting us. Let us be disciples of you. Have your way in our life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, guys, you want to tune in and connect with me, you can go ahead and do so at LadyTyTheGreat.com. That's www.LadyTyTheGreat.com. LadyTyTheGreat. LadyTyTheGreat.com. I love you. Until next time, keep it pure truth. Ask the man in the mirror. Bye-bye. It is March 2019. Can you guys believe it? We're 4 months in through the new year, and we're in the year 2019. Today, I had some amazing revelation and just conversations with God that I wanted to share with you guys. And I pray that it blesses you. But when I tell you what I heard the Lord say loud and clear was, shut that business down. Listen, this message that I'm actually recording, I try to record it on here and not do it as a Facebook Live message. But even as I'm about to speak it on here, God is going to have me to go on and do a Facebook Live message, because it must be released to people in the earth on Facebook as well. It's a now word. So not just for the radio show, not just for the podcast. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Resilient Christian Radio. Thank God for the platform and the network, right? But this is what I wanted to share with you. God says to shut that business down. Jesus was not a businessman. This is what God said to me. He flipped the tables over at business transactions. God supplied all of Jesus's needs. So over is the day of this Celotel ministry. I don't be mad at me. I mean, get your business, do what you got to do. But I'm telling you what God says is coming down, a shutdown of your businesses. So you could try to rebuke heaven if you want to, but either you about your Father's business, which is not a sell and tell, my God, or you're about your business. It's a difference between your will and God's will. So stop trying to mix the two. God will let you know what's up, what's what. And I'm not knocking you. If God told you to do something, by all means, go for it. But God told me to get on this message, and that's what I'm doing. I'm getting on here and I'm sharing this message with you. God told me that he was sending me in, right, as a kingdom auditor. A kingdom appraisal, that I will appraise different things. No, I'm not asking you. No, I'm not trying. No, this is not what I wanted to do. But this is what the Lord says. It's time for things to get audited. It's time for things to get checked, inspected. The fruit. Where is the fruit? Who's doing the Great Commission? Everybody's shouting Jesus, but who is doing his work? Who actually is moving in love? Who is raising up disciples? What's really going on? So it's over. Your business, like, consider this to be a letter that your business is getting ready to get shut down, if it's in fact not God's business and you using his name. Are you illegally shouting his name? Are you plagiarizing? Come on. And so what God said to me was that the Old Testament people needed a priest, somebody who was clean. They needed somebody who was consecrated to talk to inform them about what what God was saying and the things of God. People needed someone to intercede or going on their behalf. You know, the holies of holies. It was a process. People needed somebody to present the sacrifice and all of that. But we are after the Old Testament. We are the New Testament, the new, in fact. But the New Testament came when Jesus became the high priest, the highest priest. So now you can have your own relationship with God. You have a connection where you can speak to God yourself, even when you are unclean. Come on, you get to repent. You get to talk to him while dirty, and he'll clean you up. If you call on him and ask him to be your Lord and Savior, he will cover you. So no more highlighting man, no more man on a flyer. I had a vision of flyers with people's pictures on it getting burnt up. Like, it was a flyer with a bunch of pictures, like 9 pictures, and I just seen flames of fire burning it up. God says he's coming to purify his house. If this is not about Jesus, and the show is not about you no more, if it is not about Jesus, and that's the name that you're using to market your ministry, that's the name that you're using to gather the people, oh no, the gospel will be preached to the poor, proclaimed to the poor, and the poor is not the brokest one in your church. No, the poor are the people that are outside of the walls. So the Lord said, Ty, they tried to keep you underneath them when my seat that I have for you was next to them. And I was like, all right, God, cool. But God says that we're going to begin to use this term. Let's go to the bathroom. Let me go to the bathroom. And you may say, what is she talking about? What is that about? When we say let's go to the bathroom, that basically says, let me use it. Let me use it. When we say the term, let's go to the bathroom, let me use it, what does that mean? When you go to the bathroom, what do? You use it and you be done with it. You wash your hands, you dry your hands, and you be ready for the next thing. Each room in your household actually has a purpose. Think about it. The bathroom, you go to release. The kitchen, you go to cook. The living room, you go to do what? Maybe sit down, talk, watch TV. Your room, you go to sleep. Okay, that's what's up. So God says that you are a room. Wow. You are a room that he placed on this earth. You are a room that he placed on this earth. So what is your purpose? If your rooms and your household have purpose, then you have purpose, the Lord says. God says you are a room. And because you are a room, I need y'all to listen to what I'm saying. Don't get lost. The rooms in your house have a purpose. God is considering you a room, your temple a room, your heart a room, your being a room. You. What's your name? Sarah, you're a room. What's your name? Jill, you're a room. Bob, Anthony, Michael, you are a room. Lady Ty, I am a room on the earth. What is my purpose? I'm taking up room on this earth for a purpose. That's why God put us in this earth, for a purpose. God has stored purpose in you. Do people have access to this room? Listen to what I'm saying. Do people have access to you? Yes or no? Do people have access to the purpose that God placed on the inside of you? Yes or no? Can people use you? Can people use what's on the inside of you? Hello? You are here for God's purpose. If God is not able to use you, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? God says there are many, many ministries and churches, and they're working so hard on the inside of their house. That they're working so hard on the inside, not going outside, that it is nothing but a mere distraction against the Great Commission, against the ministry of Jesus. God says no longer will people get paid for training. The reward is after the battle. And that battle is on the field. Many are called and are chosen a few. The last thing I have to say is God says you talk too much, but to the wrong people. So to you out there that may be a little weirded out like me, and you may have a message for people, you may have a message for communities, for leaders or whatever, you have a message that God gave you. And maybe you've been on Facebook Live with your message. Maybe you've been on your podcast with your message. But God says he needs you to not only write the message and speak the message and share the message, but he needs you to do all of those things. So I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you launch your podcast so you can speak it. Maybe it'll get picked up with a radio show. I'm here to teach you how to write whatever you need to write and get it out. You want to publish it. You want to self-publish. I can show you how to do all those things. So I'm excited for what God wants to do, but I just need you to start right now. I need you to start documenting the things the Lord is sharing with you. Write it out. Get it out of your mind, out of your head, off of the recorder, and get it typed out. Type it out. If you don't have a computer, type it on your phone. No excuses. But share this, because years and years and generations later, somebody's going to be reading your word just like we're reading the words of Paul. We are the New Testament. We are the ones to act out what Jesus spoke about, to act out what, come on, we got to act it out. Be the example. Come on, the greater things, the greater one lives on the inside of us. We are the demonstration of Christ. So I'm excited, guys, and that's what I wanted to share with you. Listen, I had a dream that I was at this big conference, and when I turned around, I spoke to some top name people that I knew, and they were sitting behind me, and I hugged one of them and shared with them. You know, God revealed to me about their insecurities, and I'm still praying for them, but I hugged them and I talked to them, and a tear dropped from their eye. But as I was leaving the conference, I was talking to a friend, and I was telling them, hey, I had like a three phrase word, and there were two men that were working the stage of the conference. And the phrase that I said, they looked at each other and they said, we got to hurry up and make that into a t-shirt, and hurry up and make that into a book, and we got to hurry up and market it. So they ran before me. And what they did was, before I even got into the next room, they already had it already merchandised. They were already selling it. And I was like, I mean, wow, I just said it and they made it, you know. And I wasn't mad or anything, but God says, no, pay attention to what I'm showing you. And a friend that I was talking to about it, you know, was just sharing how many people she has seen have been duplicating, copying, catting me, you know. And it's not, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm the only one with revelation and the only one that had a certain idea. No, I'm giving you specifics about this dream that God gave me, and also other things that came to pass. That's why I pulled back from coming on, because what has happened when you're pure, you know, listen, this is what happens. If somebody could copycat something authentic, what God sent from heaven, right, and then try to take the revelation and run with it or do with it, even if they didn't get it, they didn't go through battles for it, that they don't have a thorn in their flesh for it, they can use that as deception, because it looks so, it's pure, it's from heaven, but they, you know, like the fake Gucci belt. Come on, bad example, but yeah. You know what I mean? It looks good from afar, but the point is you still got to get to the fruit. And so copycats, deceptions, and duplication. Listen, I can't be duplicated. Be not deceived. Come on. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that's what they reap. When a thief try to come and steal something, you're not stealing nothing from me. I don't own anything. God does. That's what we're saying. God can't be mocked. You could try to copy him, but can you live? Why don't you copy the holiness? Live like God lives. Do you know what I'm saying? This is how I get the revelation, because he gives it, because we kick it, because I sacrifice my time, because he sacrificed his life. I have a relationship with the God that wants relationship with you. It's not necessary to steal something that you too can have. God is not picking favorites. He would love to be your friend. So to the thief out there that may be stealing something from you, we want to say we love you, and you're welcome to rededicate yourself to God. In Jesus' name, come on now. It's more power in rolling with God than trying to do the things of the devil, thinking you're not important. No, you are accepted. You are loved. You are not rejected. In Jesus' name. So it's your girl, Lady Tyda Great. Don't fret over evildoers. Love everybody and pray against the spirit. Okay? We're moving forward in greatness. Peace, joy, and power. It's time for us to clean out. I've been cleaning in the room, cleaning in the house. It is time to clean out. Remove all the clutter. Get rid of things that you don't need, because God is about to bless you for real. I believe it, because I done cleaned behind a dresser, all kind of stuff. So it's your girl, Lady Tyda Great. Come on, y'all. Listen, it's time to do what? What's the word we said, the term? Let me go to the restroom. Meaning what? Let me use it. Let me be done with it. And let me close the door. So if you need to go to the restroom, go ahead and do that now in your life. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Come on. Use it. Come on. Be done with it. Wash your hands. Come on. Clean up. Dry off. And close the door. Let the Lord be able to use you. Check, check, and I'm out. How do we begin a prayer like this? When you're trying to find the words to say, when so many are hurting and feeling some type of way. This is a prayer for Nipsey Hussle. This is a prayer for the hood. This is a prayer for hip hop. I guess the only way to begin is to start. So Father, we're calling on your name. We're calling on you, God, because we need you. We can't get through moments like this without you. We need your comfort. So many unanswered questions, so much disappointment right now, God. We're crying out to you, Lord, and we need hope. So right now, Father, this is my prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying right now for strength. I'm praying for the loved ones of Nipsey Hussle. I'm praying for the friends, the fans, the strangers, the children, Lauren, London. God, I'm praying for anyone, God, who's been affected by this. And that's almost this entire earth, God. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his impact. Thank you, Father, for him, Nipsey Hussle, being the Martin Luther King of our time, of hip hop, of the hood, coming in to change things, to make a way, to love others, opening doors, God. I thank you, Father, that his life was not in vain. I thank you that, God, even in this, you would get the glory. I thank you, Father, that he might have stood on this earth as one man, but now his legacy is being multiplied, Father. So we just thank you, God, right now for the comfort that only you can give, Lord, for the peace that only you can give, God. And we ask you, Father, to continue to provide, Father. We ask you to restore hope to people, many that feel hopeless, God. Remove fear from people that are now afraid to give back to their community. God, we thank you that you have raised up a great one, Lord, and that more greatness will come for this. So I'm just praying for strength. I'm praying, God, even right now, that people will begin to turn to you, God, and they will remember your promise that this earth is not our home, that we do have a spot in heaven and it's available to us, God. So today I'm just praying for peace, for forgiveness, Father, for comfort for the families, for hip-hop, God, for the hoods, Lord, for the neighborhoods. God, we're praying for the legacy of Nipsey Hussle, God. And we just pray, Lord, that lives will be changed, meaning that we will love others, that we will begin to lift up communities, that we will finish the work that he started, God. Thank you for the example that he was, Father, to this planet, the example, Father, the light that shined through him. So I'm praying that we will all begin to be a light today like never before. Thank you, God, for the light that shined in Nipsey Hussle. So we lift up his legacy to you, Father, and we say, let the light of God continue to shine through on this planet by us loving others, loving our communities, and doing for others. He was a servant, Father, so we thank you for his servanthood. And today, Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The session is done for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.